kuja kusalimia watu wako. Tupigie mheshimiwa mkuu makofi.
Asante sana.
Every time you conceive something, you perceive, You bring it down to your eyes to see it and you fall. No wonder that is why Jesus said, some have eyes that cannot see. And as we see in this room, people wait decisions to be made for them. Their eyes, the third eye, has shifted the heart. So they can't reason. And what many say that, are we voting for our own, or we vote for the ideas and the issues we have? People who have the back eye, they will remind you, you of all those things you are talking about, our party and other things. And people who have their third eye at the top of the head, the big is in the house. I saw that. These are people who spend everything. And they say, let's pray, things will happen. As Christians, Jesus told people to act and not to pray. You must be involved, Bishop. When the country is going the wrong direction, you must be someone. Is it Edward Jonathan who said that the government you've not been involved in forming it, even if you pray at times, it will become very difficult. You can fast until you die. So we are here to be involved in the government that is coming. You know very well the children have no fees, there's no food in the house. Then you say we go to pray and fast. It doesn't work that. People who have their third eye shifted to the sideways, there are people who are very unstable. You can't really rely on them very much. And those leaders are extremely dangerous. You can't rely on what they're saying. They say one thing in the morning, and the middle of the day, they are completely different. Such a people are very difficult in the community. What's of it when you commit leadership in their hands? I have sat with this man called William Ruby. And when he promises, one thing he can't forget, and he will keep on reminding you. This is a leader you can sit up in the middle of the night, just planning how the country should run. Sharing at the middle of the night some of the men with money, my friend, you guess what they will be doing. Why do you think it's not that he has any miracles? As someone said, persistence in the line replaces every talent and money. And that is true. If we persist in whatever that we believe in, we will definitely get something. We are not here because someone has given us money. And somehow people believe in what we are doing are sacrificing that we see. There are people even who made their way to come here and have no choice for it. It doesn't matter. If you are stuck here, I and my brother here and others, we will ensure that you go home. Because we believe in what we are doing. You are not sitting here because William Ruth has given us money for this function. No. And we need more of this. So that we listen to each other, critically analyze where the country is going and how the community should be involved. If we don't do that, my brother, they say if you are not, how do they, is a saying, they say if you are not in the menu, then you are the menu, something of that kind. Eh? Is that what they say? So we don't want to be the menu that is discussed. Eh? 2020, and that is how we be. We want to be the government we are talking about. A clear communication has just been done from the above. What do you say, my friend? Malombo, I'm excited when you, that we, I don't know, we are back or what. UDA, we are determined. And come 2022, we are going to sweep this out. Yes. And not this town alone, we are now reaching out to other counties in this region. You go to the backyard of this man who is going home, and you realize that every county has a minister. Eh? And you have the so-called one of your own. The only thing they go to state house is to ask for a drink. There must be something wrong. Let's be serious. Today people are talking that, okay, let's engage Uhuru. I don't know, do what. The last fight is already gone for Uhuru. And the election is coming next year. So we must actively plan ourselves to form the next government. The ministers are here. The PSCs are here. The MCAs are here. The members of parliament are here. The governors, we will get the UPA. That communication should be clear, and the movement has just begun. I have told you we have no miracles, we are not visiting any witch doctor, but persistence. Something else that we need to build on from the talk of the professor here. For this house to start, it depends on the foundation. Whatever you add on top of a building, it depends on the foundation. Even a big tree in the forest depends on how strong the roots are. Am I right? So if we are going to build the base with this approach we are going to have, every branch that we come in will be strong. I'm appealing to my colleagues and whosoever that is involved actively in registration of our new party, UDA, is just be open-hearted. And whosoever that wants to join us, please don't hesitate. Bring people. Nyumba ya baba kuna makao mengi. Sawa sawa. So please, let's actively be involved in the best way we can. Leaders who wait things to be decided. All of us, we are leaders at different levels. And because you know how to manage things outside, you don't manage yourself. That is where the problem is. Even here, make sure that you make a contribution, even just by sitting and looking very carefully and living with something. And if possible, if you cannot contribute anything, and listen very carefully, any food that comes, eat it well, because it's a UDA food. That is the best way you can contribute. We are serious about the mission, and we know where we are going. I want to thank you, Professor. Thank you, and Professor, I'm sure you will also get some time to speak to us. We need to tap in this moment. May God bless you. Most welcome.